Chapter 21, The Pipeline and Osmosis. Much of what has been discussed after the break concerns information, or rather communication, and they are both the same, or at least similar. We have the information now that there are forces that are represented by governments and official banking institutions, official learning institutions, and other powerful agencies that are allowed by convention to lie to us about practically everything. We feel helpless because the cover-up is so clumsy, obvious, and in-your-face mistruth, but it's backed up by people that can do anything they want to you and get away with it. Information is empowering, and communication has elements that I call the pipeline and osmosis. And if you try to describe these elements to anyone, there is a natural urge to disbelieve. But one has to realize that the first law of reality is we all comprise a single entity, and that any individualism that we seem to experience is only allowed by the entity, us, for the sake of companionship. Information or communication between the discrete parts of the entity, namely each one of us, is instantaneous, but again, we don't consciously make full use of this attribute and only feel it on a subconscious level. You have your head stuck in a pipeline, and the sound of your voice travels to all and is augmented by the agreement of others. This pipeline speaks all languages and speaks to the very words. It reaches all points in the universe in an instant, and any new thought is universally incorporated in the process of total psyche. Naturally, this sounds idealistic and very remote to what is happening in the real world of disinformation, but on a strictly real level, we are just that connected. How do we get ourselves into such a mess if this is the case? The answer is that we have been collectively fooling ourselves for a considerable amount of time, and now we're beginning to make some sense of things by this collaborative discussion. The value of the web to our collective world population and our future cannot be overestimated, but here's where we need positive thought and commitment. When you hear some newscast or even a friend speaking in terms of future control of the web, put your head in that pipeline and say, no, there is no control to communication, or else we will not, or else we will roll over to the very tool that is needed for the world economic dominators to succeed. You can bet your sweet booty that the oil giants are cursing freedom of speech this day and plotting its demise. But do not let it happen. Countries like China are suffering from a considerable amount of censorship on the web. But if you take a closer look, there is a million and one ways around it, and the powers that be know this only too well. Before Windows 95, you were obliged to go to the local bookstore to research the cause of any historic event, buy the book or books, and then publish your own to reveal the truth. Today, on YouTube, you can reach the world overnight and research the entire program without leaving the room. Things have changed, and the silent little voices of reason are becoming louder and louder, and people are going to be held to account for their historical misdeeds. Franklin Delano Roosevelt has been held in high esteem in American history, but now that it is becoming common knowledge that he had foreknowledge of the Japanese attack, history will now have to record that he was responsible for the deaths of nearly 2,000 sailors that day of infamy, and partly responsible for Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and all that died in the Second World War. How's that for a come down in your historic profile? He may even be a bigger killer than Adolf when all the totals are in. JFK and King were dreamers and knew the risks that they were taking. But we are all little Martin Luthers in our own way, and collectively could easily overcome the poorer influences that we have succumbed to if given the opportunity. JFK proposed peace with both Cuba and Russia, and the big money war machine was miffed, to say the least. The lawlessness that prevails today, September 11, 2008, had men of this caliber murdered in those times, leaving only thugs to take their place. And now we know all about it, and it's time to recount the angels and weed out the devilish ones. Let us be clear about just who the devilish ones really are. Deep down inside, it's actually you and me. What do we watch on the TV? Do we expect the governments in our Hollywood movies to have black ops? Yes, damn straight. Do we expect the villains to commit heinous crimes, that go beyond decency? Hell yes. Do little old ladies read murder mysteries? Yep. Who are the villains of the world? You guessed it, us. So how do we go about removing the powers that created 9/11, which could pretty well include the entire CIA, FBI, and the U.S. government, and go back dozens of American governments before that for similar chicanery? If everyone was brought to trial for 9/11, it would have to include all the contractors that planted the explosives in all the buildings, and all the security services that turned a blind eye, all the police force members that were required to commit cover-up frauds, all the investigators that profited from the plot. In other words, the largest docket in history. That just isn't going to happen. Oddly enough, JFK's dad, Joseph P., bought him a place as a U.S. president with money earned in dubious ways, but was a staunch advocate of true democracy and proud of his son's altruistic bent. Joe lost two sons the same way when Bobby was killed a few years later by the same government sharpshooters and with the same stupid Patsy cover-up. Bobby wanted to end wars by discussing the so-called problems with so-called enemies. But that way of thinking does not make much revenue for the warmongers or the big banks. And that is the problem that we all are facing now. Becoming the sons of our precious killer past and emulating those that would have peace. I'm taking for granted that you have had an interest in these topics and have watched the videos available all over the web. But if you haven't, be sure to find Michael Tesarian and listen to his talk on the future of mankind. Google conspiracy and absorb all the details of why the aliens are coming and how the world will end in December of 2012. In all this, you will find things that speak to you personally. I don't accept that there are aliens. So when Michael Tesarian mentions off-world, I just tune out. But most of what he says is right on and taught me in a short 3.5 hours to forget the ego and learn about the self. And above all, forgive one's self because we have the power to do so. The 2012 videos quite often include planetary descriptions and collisions that are purely mythical. So don't go getting too excited when you read the Wikipedia version of 2012. Pay special attention to the facts that almost all modern wars were caused and financed on both sides by our beloved rich people and that call themselves banks. Notice how the system plays you like a cheap instrument, pretending to be a guardian and placing themselves as protector against terror, all the while manufacturing it themselves. You have responsibilities in the pipeline. Do not pass on lies because they will hurt you and those you love. Do not take what you hear or read at face value. The media, intentionally or otherwise, feeds you misinformation and it builds and compounds itself so that you are quite often listening to lies about lies, thinking it's a newscast. A good, but quite unsavory example is the suggestion by any newscaster of torture, or the phrase, tortured before they died. These statements could not be proved unless there was a witness to this conduct, and is more probably the news person is sensationalizing, that is, lying, inventing, bullshitting, at the bidding of the provider of said news. This is done to turn public opinion against the said torturers, which, by all probable account, had nothing whatever to do with the killing. Avoid using the meaningless terms that the propagandists throw at you, such as the insurgents that are fought by the American in every country lately. These so-called insurgents live there, and the real insurgents are the freaking U.S. soldiers. If you think something or want something, say so, but don't invent things to try to cause them without allowing others to know your purpose. Once you become accustomed to the pipeline and the fact that everything you say adds or detracts from the worldwide human causes of, and of course animal causes and ecological ones too, then you will be much more responsible with your voice. Those that prattle on about anything and could care less about the affairs of the world simply add to its degradation and become less than they can really be. Those of purpose and integrity carry tremendous weight in every breath, and the pipeline echoes with their sayings constantly. Osmosis, as it is applied to the social conditions of communication on a worldwide or universal scale, is the high art of today's philosophy and can be practiced by anyone, but there is one small caveat. If you do not believe in osmosis, then you don't understand it and your attempts will be futile. Now this is where you would say that my words are getting a bit silly, but osmosis is just this. What is written on the typewriter or said in the head does not have to be communicated because it is already. Now I know that you're not going to accept that, and I don't even need to put this book on the web for it to have its desired effect, but it's true. You can keep a thought bottled up in you, and it's still out there, because we are living thoughts and know no real boundaries between us. Don't be concerned if you can't fathom the osmosis thing. It's a bit deep. But you won't be able to forget it, and haunting experiences will bring it back to you. I probably misled you by saying the word believe, referring to osmosis. That word is very tenuous within figmentalism because there are no beliefs required. The truth is that everyone knows what you think and stand for at all times, and you are fooling yourself if you believe otherwise. Osmosis is just a word that explains the true transparent connection that we have with all things and each other, and requires the abandonment of the standard belief that we are individuals. Get it? Namran Sora.